Porter, HKX. Tell me more. Get out here. Yeah, I'm like a bad penny. I turn up from time to time. KB2HXS here.
Work, you got too much free time on your hands.
Hey, I'm drumming up work, pal. I hung a thermostat this morning. I went to go look at a job real quick that we're putting in Monday, and I'm going to do an estimate at 2 o'clock. So, you know what?
Question. Do you work on just heat pumps, or are you a complete AC, heat and AC guy?
Well, I work on heat pumps and gas systems. I don't really work on the oil systems.
Just, you know, some guys want to specialize in one thing. I didn't know if that's what you were doing.
Oh, heat and air, you know. In this area, it's heat pumps and gas. So, yeah, I work on either one.
That, like I said, I was just curious. I know it's summertime, but all you hear right now is AC, AC, AC.
Same system, really. I mean, you know, the heat pump will switch over into heating mode, and then the gas system, you know, the AC shuts down for the winter time, and but you're still using the same blower section.
Been doing? You been doing any radio activations?
Oh yeah, I put that antenna up last week. That wire, that Maxcom off center fed. Wow, that made a huge difference on my transmission. I'm putting signal out everywhere. It sounds really good. Jimmy, N4MMW, is down there in Myrtle Beach, and he heard me 20 over 9.
And which antenna was that again?
I bought the Maxcon 5K80, which is an antenna that'll hand up to 5,000 watts at 50% duty cycle, 2,000 watts PEP on down. It's an off-center fed. It'll handle 10 through 80.
Get up on 80 meters?
Oh, well, the vertical was on 80 meters. It just, it was vertical. I wasn't polarized the right way.
I didn't think polarizing made a whole lot of difference on HF.
It does for local work, but I tell you what, you know, that wire, man, makes a big difference, big difference all the way around.
NUE Mobile.
Uh-oh. There goes the neighborhood. Go ahead.
That's right. Hey, Dave. Hey, Patrick. Didn't mean to interrupt you, so. But, second trip back to the airport. Oh, man.
Yeah, I heard something about that this morning. You had a rough ride with these airlines. But anyway, Patrick, yeah, I put that off-center fed wire up, man. Made a big, big difference. Go ahead, Chad. Pick it up. KO4NUE, KB2HXS.
No, y'all go ahead. I'm just listening. I'm just going to let you know I'm in here. Let me hear a little bit more about your antenna, Dave.
Well, I'm going to have to clear out right quick. I just say hello and see you at the same time. I'm pulled into my next stop. I just wanted to see what was going on. Chad, I hope everything goes smooth for you. Dave, I'll talk to you on down low. KO4HKX. I'm clear.
No, I purchased a Maxcon 5K80 dipole, off-center fed dipole, and it seems to work exceptionally well.
That's at, I think it's 18-gauge dual-stranded wire, Maxcom wire.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's got a 4-to-1 Balum, and I also bought the isolator coil, too. And it, man, I tell you what, she works really, really well.
Yeah, good deal. That's it's a Siamese, right? About really small gauge. That's communication wire. That stuff does a really good job.
Yes, it does. Absolutely, it does. Well, listen, Chad, I'm in the driveway. I got to jump out here. I will catch up with you perhaps down the log. Have fun with your airborne runs today.
To you, sir. 73s, have a wonderful day and enjoy this wonderful weather. KO4NUE, I'll be clear.
All right, Chad, have a good day, my friend. KO4NUE, KB2HXS, cleared out.